But it shall come about if you do not obey the Lord your God, to be careful to follow all his commandments and his statutes, which I am commanding you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Cursed will you be in the city, and cursed will you be in the country. Cursed will be your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed will be the children of your womb, the produce of your ground, the newborn of your herd, and the offspring of your flock. Cursed will you be when you come in, and cursed will you be when you go out. The Lord will send against you curses, panic and rebuke in everything you undertake to do, until you are destroyed and until you perish quickly on account of the evil of your deeds, because you have abandoned me. The Lord will make the plague cling to you until he has eliminated you from the land where you are entering to take possession of it. The Lord will strike you with consumption, inflammation, fever, feverish heat, and with the sword, with blight, and with mildew, and they will pursue you until you perish. The heaven which is over your head shall be bronze, and the earth which is under you iron. The Lord will make the rain of your land powder and dust. From heaven it shall come down on you until you are destroyed.
your sons and your daughters will be given to another people. While your eyes look on and long for them constantly, but there will be nothing you can do. A people whom you do not know will eat the produce of your ground and every product of your labor, and you will never be anything but oppressed and mistreated continually. You will also be driven insane by the sight of what you see. The Lord will strike you on the knees and thighs with severe boils from which you cannot be healed, and strike you from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. The Lord will bring you and your king whom you appoint over you to a nation that neither you nor your fathers had known, and there you shall serve other gods made of wood and stone, and you will become an object of horror, a song of mockery, and an object of taunting among all the peoples where the Lord drives you. You will bring out a great amount of seed to the field, but you will gather in little, because the locust will devour it. You will plant and cultivate vineyards, but you will neither drink of the wine nor bring in the harvest, because the worm will eat it. Your territory, but you will not anoint yourself with the oil, because your olives will drop off prematurely. You will father sons and daughters, but they will not remain yours, because they will go into captivity. The cricket will take possession of all your trees and the produce of your ground. The stranger who is among you will rise above you higher and higher. And you will go down lower and lower. He will lend to you, but you will not lend to him. He will be the head and you will be the tail. So all these curses shall come upon you and pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you would not obey the Lord your God by keeping his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded you. And they will become a sign and a wonder against you and your descendants forever.
Since you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and a cheerful heart and gratitude for the abundance of all things, you will serve your enemies, whom the Lord will send against you in hunger, thirst, nakedness, and devoid of all things. And he will put an iron yoke on your neck until he has destroyed you.
The Lord will bring a nation.
nation against you from far away, from the end of the earth as the eagle swoops down. A nation whose language you will not understand. A nation with a defiant attitude, who will have no respect for the old, nor show favor to the young. Furthermore, it will eat the offspring of your herd and the produce of your ground until you are destroyed. A nation that will leave you no grain, new wine or oil, nor the newborn of your cattle or the young of your flock, until they have eliminated you. And it will besiege you in all your towns, until your high and fortified walls in which you trusted come down throughout your land. And it will besiege you in all your towns throughout your land, which the Lord your God has given you. Then you will eat the offspring of your own body, the flesh of your sons and of your daughters, whom the Lord your press you. The man who is refined and very delicate among you will be hostile toward his brother, toward the wife he cherishes, and toward the rest of his children who are left, so that he will not give even any of the flesh of his children, which he will eat since he has nothing else left. During the siege and the hardship by which your enemy will oppress you in all your cherishes, and toward her son and daughter, and toward her afterbirth that comes from between her legs, and toward her children to whom she gives birth, because she will eat them secretly for lack of anything else during the siege and the hardship with which your enemy will oppress you in your town.
If you are not careful to follow all the words of this law that are written in this book, to fear this honored and awesome name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will bring extraordinary plagues on you and your descendants, severe and lasting plagues and miserable and chronic sicknesses. And he will bring back on you every disease of Egypt of which you were afraid. And they will cling to you, also every sickness and every plague, which are not written in the book of this law, the Lord will bring on you until you are destroyed.
in number, whereas you were as numerous as the stars of heaven, because you did not obey the Lord your God. And it will come about that, just as the Lord rejoiced over you to be good to you and make you numerous, so will the Lord rejoice over you to wipe you out and destroy you. And you will be torn away from the land which you are entering to possess. Furthermore, the Lord will scatter you among all the peoples, from one end of the earth to the other. And there you will serve other gods made of wood and stone, which you and your fathers have not known. Among those nations you will find no peace, and there will be no resting place for the sole of your foot. But there the Lord will give you a trembling heart, failing of eyes and despair of soul. So your life will be hanging down before you, and you will be terrified night and day, and have no assurance of your life. In the morning you will say, if only it were evening. And at evening you will say, if only it were morning. Because of the terror of your heart which you fear, and the sight of your eyes which you will see. By the way about which I said to you, you will never see.